our brother Byron, and the great thing about him, he does a radio ministry, and he's been uploading all our sermons, and they've been playing them on his radio station, and they've been airing right next to T.D. Jakes and all these big preachers. A little town's preacher in Buckeye airing along with all these big old name preachers, amen? That's how good God is, amen? And so we're reaching people, even amongst here, we're reaching people all across the world, amen? You know, in our website, when we post our messages, they get downloaded at least 100 times a week. And that's from people that don't live in Buckeye, amen? So God is doing some great things. Yesterday we did the giveaway, and it was amazing because we gave away a ton of stuff, so much stuff, shoes, clothes, TV, you know, to all kinds of stuff. And the amazing part about it, it was a small little thing that we did, but we got to pray with a lot of people. As we began to talk to a lot of people, Brenda, you did awesome. Thank you. She was out there chasing everybody, talking to them in Spanish. You know, we had a lot of Spanish people, so she was just chasing them, and awesome. All you guys, thank you guys for all that came and volunteered, and everybody that put their time into it. I mean, that is great, because we are one body, and when we reach out to people, things are going to happen. Now, I believe this guy, he was hurting. And I can't tell you all the details of what was wrong with him, but he was hurting, and he could barely walk. And I could tell. While I was talking to him, I asked him if I could pray for him and everything, and he said, sure, you know, and we gathered around together, and we started praying for him. And as we were praying for him, I felt the Spirit of God just hit me. And I was praying for his healing and things of that nature. And so we got done praying. As a matter of fact, I was going to stop praying in the midst of it, but God said, no, keep on praying, because there's a breakthrough. So I was, okay, God, I really don't know what else to say, but I'm going to keep on. So I started the same prayer over and over, right? And as we got done, you know, as God bless you, I invited them over, you know, and hopefully they'll come, you know. But afterwards, I was talking to some other people, and then he came back up, and then he was walking like nothing afterwards. And so we were talking. But when he first got there, he was like this, and we prayed for him. Then afterwards, he was walking. Now, I believe there was still a little bit of pain there, but it wasn't like how he was. And I believe sometimes God does miracles, and in an instant, things happen. Sometimes God takes a process, amen, and things happen. If you saw the little girl right here, we prayed for her. And if you see her, it's awesome. The little bald girl, her name's Nevaeh, and she had cancer and all these things and tumors, and we started to pray, and she's getting better. She's getting healed. The doctors are all shocked. The doctors are asking her mom, what are you doing to her? We haven't seen this. What's going on? What's going on, you know? It's like, we've just been praying. My church has been praying for her. And so that's awesome. And it's doing it. They said that she would never grow hair in her body. She's growing hair. It's awesome. So I'm telling you guys this, and it's going to go along with the message. But Brother Byron, can you come up here? He's going to give a testimony also. Amen. Give him a hand. Come on. He's going to give a testimony about what happened in his life. Amen.
Amen, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank God for being the head of my life. And I thank your pastor for giving me this opportunity to testify something that every chance I get, I testify it. How many of you know the Bible says we are overcome by our testimonies? Amen. If you truly believe that, you should give God a hand clap right now, because I know some of you have some incredible testimony in your life. Amen. Well, first of all, I was born in 1962, 52 years old right now. I was born with what they called, layman's terms, a hole in my heart. They call it tetralogy of Fallot. Those normally that are born with that are not expected to live past, I guess, 5 years. So I'm 52 now. So that right there is a testimony in itself. Later on down the years, sometime in 2008, 2007, I found out that I only had one kidney. And all this time, I thought I had two kidneys, which was normal. My parents didn't even know. My mom was still living at the time. I asked her. She said, no, you still have, you have two kidneys. And I'm like, okay. So it came down to where I had a heart attack, almost died. Devil couldn't take me out because God didn't want it to happen. You know, he had for me to do here, just to go along with my testimony. All, many times as Satan has tried to take me out, God won't let it happen because only God is the one that can call you home. Amen. And if you're living and working for him, it's nothing that he can, nothing in the world that can take you out but him. Amen. 2007, see, for 14 years, I was doing nursing. I was in nursing, and I worked at convalescent homes and different places like that, taking care of people, not knowing that in 2007 that I was going to have another heart attack. I had one heart attack. They put a pacemaker in my heart, and I don't know if you're familiar with pacemakers. They have leads, different leads that goes to your heart, so when your heart stops, it projects that heart to beat. Okay, one of the leads in 2008 caught a virus. I was on the phone talking to my niece in Ohio, and it knocked me down to the ground, literally. 3 minutes, now this is Satan again, 3 minutes before the ambulance actually came to the house, when I got to the hospital, the doctor said 3 minutes earlier, I would have been dead. But once again, God says, no, you have something you have to do for me before you come home. So I had an, they took the virus, they took it out, and I think it was 2 days. I was out for 2 days and didn't know it. The virus had then made the one kidney that I have going to retinal failure. So I was getting dialysis for 8 months. But to show you how God works, how many of you know that there are miracles? God does miracles in your life. You just got to believe in your miracles. So what happened was, my brother who's went on home with the Lord now was sending me healing scriptures for every day from the time I was getting dialysis. 8 months later, the doctors came in to the dialysis center and said, nurse, unplug him. Mr. Herndon, you're healed. That one kidney you have is healed. Your numbers is good. Now, this is in 2008. You need to get up out of the chair. There were people dying next to me from dialysis, having dialysis, people in convulsion and different things like that. But how do you know, once again, that God works miracles in your life? Amen. So when the doctors gave me the number, I got out of the chair. And 2008, ever since then, I've been, my numbers has been good because I go get blood tests every month, but my numbers has been good. That's God right there. Now, Satan, once again, he tries to throw diabetes, different blood pressure, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, I'm here to tell you, if you're going through anything at all in your life, put God ahead of that in your life. And I guarantee you that he will see you through whatever you're going through. No matter what the situation is, he will see you through. If you are, something is wrong with your body, if you have a sickness, I guarantee you he will see you through it. I'm a living witness. And I just want to thank God for seeing me thus far. That's why I encourage everybody, please praise him when you wake up in the morning. Because you don't know when your last time may be here where you may not have the chance to praise him again. But you want to thank him and give him praise for waking you up that morning, because we're not guaranteed to see tomorrow. But when we see tomorrow, we want to give him praise. Amen. So I just want to thank Pastor. Now, those who know me, I'm also a pastor, a preacher also. So I have to end it with one thing. If God has done something for you, and which he has this week, you ought to just praise his name, give him a high clap, give him a holler, give him a yell, because he didn't have to see you here today at all in this church. Amen? Somebody didn't wake up this morning to come in, but God brought you here. There is a reason for everything. Some of the brothers that we were praying for yesterday had made a commitment to come. I see he made it. So let's give them a hand because they didn't have to come.
God is good, amen. Amen. Let's go to Acts 2:17. And this is the message today. Do you guys see the waterfall? God says, I will pour out my spirit. Tell your neighbor, God said he's going to pour out his spirit. Now tell them, because I don't think they believed you there. Now, I want you to yell it, okay? God said he's going to pour out his spirit. Amen. That's better. Let's go to Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 17. Amen. And if you don't have a Bible, because I don't know where the Bibles are at, but we'll give you a Bible afterwards. Amen. Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Let's stop there. So, he's quoting a scripture from Joel. And when the Bible says that in the last days, God's going to pour out his spirit on his people. Amen. Now, the moon will be turned to blood. Now, how many of you guys did you see the blood moons? It just happened. And so God says, I'm going to give you signs and wonders and things like that. But get this, God wants to pour out his spirit on his people. Now, last week we talked about harvest and we talked about what's going on and God for us to receive our harvest. Now, we said that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So, what does that mean? That means there is blessings. But beyond blessings, there are people that are ready for God. But there's not a lot of people that are willing to do God's work. And so you see tons of churches after churches, they're there, but they're very comfortable. And they sit and they never do anything. They never talk about God right outside the church. They never say anything. They just get their word. They go home and they feel good. But that is not what God wants for us to do. He wants us to reach people. He wants for us to talk to people. And this is what he's saying. I'm going to pour out my spirit on you. So it's not by our power. You might say, well, I'm not good at talking. I'm not good at doing things. I don't know what to say. I don't know the whole Bible. It doesn't matter. God's going to pour out his spirit on you. Amen? People are ready to receive God. Because here's the thing. God's been calling them and tugging them at their heart. He's been changing their ways and tugging and knocking at their door and saying, hey, listen to me. Right? But here's the thing. God always uses people to do his work. He has from the beginning of time until the end of time. He's going to use his people to do his work. The blessing comes through us. Amen. God speaks through us. God does miracles through us. Amen. It takes us to be praying for somebody. It takes people to send out text messages of scriptures, for a miracle to happen. God uses his people. Now, plain and simple, all he needs is willing vessels. He doesn't need a perfect person. He doesn't need somebody that thinks they're great or all this, that got it going on all the time. Amen? He just needs somebody that's willing. God, I'm willing. Now, here's the thing. The Bible says that It says that young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. How many of you guys been watching those YouTube videos on little kids preaching? Have you guys seen that? Little kids. I'm talking about as young as 10 years old to 8 years old. Preaching on fire for God. See, God is doing something. Supernaturally, he is doing something. He's getting his people ready. There's things happening all around the world. There's wars and rumors of wars and all these things happening. And people are dying. Christians getting persecuted. But God is using the willing, even if it's a little 8-year-old kid. Now he can use you. He can. You have to say, is, God, use me, Lord. Okay, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do it. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 44, verse 2. And I'm going to give you a demonstration here about God pouring out his spirit. I'm going to give you a demonstration. As a matter of fact, where's Mariah? Mariah, come here, baby. Isaiah 44, verse 2. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jethro, whom I have chosen. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. God is saying, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants. Last week we talked about the harvest being ready. Every single day that I drive this way, I see the field of corn. And it is getting ready. I want to pull in there and just grab me a couple, right? But it's right there. I'm pretty sure by the time I get there, a cop will pass by. What are you doing? Right? Because it's on the main Miller Road right there. But every time I see it, it reminds me of God's promises. It reminds me what God is saying, the harvest is ready. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready for your blessings. But get ready because the people, he's turning them ready in their heart. So get ready to reach out to them. Get ready to grab them and start running with them for Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we don't change the seasons. We don't do none of that, right? God is in control of all that, right? It goes from summer to winter to fall and all, right? All those things. So God's doing those things. But it says, I will pour out my spirit. Say, I will pour out my spirit. God says, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Amen. I got a little demonstration here. Hey, Jacob, you want to go get that chair back there? It's right on that corner over there. Run. I wish we had some ice. Is it cold? We'll see if it's cold enough. Turn around. You know what? Come here. Come here. Because some of the people ain't going to be able to see this. So come here. Why don't you just hold that right there? I'm going to use you, man. No. Stand up. And I'm going to use you. Okay. You got to hold this still. Watch this. It's going to be the ice bucket challenge, right? I'm just kidding. It's not going to. He's like, oh, no, I wasn't ready. This is what God does. Amen. He pours out a spirit. Now, this pink cup right here, this pretty pink cup represents you. That's you, right? Because you're pretty. We're pretty on the inside, amen? So that pink cup represents you guys. And this is what happens. Amen. That's God. The pitcher represents God. Now, I want you to hold this straight, okay? I want you to pour. That's God. The Spirit of God inside of God is going to pour out into you. Now, go ahead and pour it. All right, stop. Now, listen. Spirit of God pours out. Okay? He pours out into your life. And see, and it's not cold enough. If it was cold enough, this cup changes colors. Now, he doesn't stop there. God doesn't stop there because he is not a human being. He is not normal. He is not like you or not like me, okay? God doesn't just give you a little bit or he just doesn't fill your cup. He starts to pour it. He starts pouring it. Keep on pouring it. Amen, amen. Stop. He pours it. Now, these little ones that get filled up, those are your siblings. Those are your little ones. Those are your family. Those are your friends. God keeps on pouring it so yours is overflowing to your friends. He overflows with the Spirit. He is not a human being. See, we would have gave somebody a drink and just poured it to the top and say, you're good enough. But God's Spirit keeps on going over and over and over. So when it pours it, it touches somebody else's life. It touches somebody else's life. You cannot help it. I cannot help it to talk to people that come by around me about Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life. I can't help it. His Spirit is all over me. And it's not me that does the healings or the miracles. It is not me, but it is the Spirit in me, dwelling out of me, pouring all into you guys. That's how good God is. Amen. Give him a hand. Go ahead. Just put that right there. If someone's thirsty, go right ahead. That's how good God is. He doesn't want to just give you a little portion. Now understand that that comes with blessings too. God doesn't just give you a tiny blessing. It pours over and over and over. He wants to fill up your descendants. He wants to fill up your families. So when you die, you're going to leave a mark. And your grandchildrens and their childrens are going to know Christ because of you. You might say, well, not my whole household ain't right now. It doesn't matter. Because the Spirit of God that dwells upon him will cleanse out your whole house. It will rearrange you and change you from the inside. It will start to pour and then overflow until you're walking every day. You're praising God. You're thanking him. You're talking to people about him. You might be watching something or people are doing something and all of a sudden you scream hallelujah and they just look at you like, what are you doing? It's in you. It's in you. A lot of times, I be talking to somebody and all of a sudden I say, amen, amen. Because I'm praising God and they're like, oh, all right, yeah. Okay. You know, we weren't at church. They didn't know we were doing church. Amen. But it just comes out of me. I cannot help it. And so when I see somebody sick or somebody crying or anything, I want to touch them. I want to reach them. I want to tell them about God and how good he is. I don't do anything forcefully. I'm not that kind of pastor. I don't tell you, oh, you got to do this and you got to. No, because it's love. The love pours out. And love is good. It is kind. It is great. Love changes. So just like that, it's a river. It is an ocean of God's Spirit that wants to overflow on you guys. Amen, amen, amen. See, now listen to something. Don't miss what God is trying to do in your life. Do not get distracted, but keep your eyes on God. Now get this. If Jacob, if he wasn't paying attention, when my daughter was pouring out that cup, if somebody was to distract them and say, hey, come over here, what happens? He moves. He moves, and it doesn't get filled up. That's how the devil is. He tries to distract you. Hey, over here. No, don't go to church. Come over here. We're having a party. We're drinking some 40s. Over here. The Cowboys are playing. Right? We're I don't have to worry because the Cardinals start playing after I get out of here. So I'm like, I'm praising God. You know what's amazing? Pretty much every game they've been playing at like a 1-something, 1:15, 1:30. And I was praying for that. I don't know how the schedules work. Okay? I really don't know. I believe it was my God. I was praying for it. I was like, God, you know you come first, Lord. But, you know, if you could throw some games at me after church, I'd appreciate it. You got it, son. Here you go. NFL's probably like, wait, we didn't schedule them there like this. See? But that's how the devil is. He tries to distract you. See, he cannot take you. He cannot forcibly grab you and move you away from your blessings. The devil doesn't have control like that. He has no authority over you like that. But what he can do is distract you from you getting your blessings, from you getting your outpouring of God. And not only does that stop there, but guess what? He doesn't get to operate unto your siblings. It stops it right there. It stops it. Not only for you, but for your family members, for your children, your grandchildren. If the devil can distract you, right? And guess what? It only takes one moment to distract somebody. At an instant, if the devil distracts you at the right time that God's getting ready to pour himself upon you, you can lose it. At an instant. You can say, I've been working hard. Those 99% of the other time I was there. But guess what? This was the day that God was going to do that. And the devil distracted you. It only takes one moment. You know, me and my wife were talking about how it takes a very long time to build trust between a relationship. It takes a very long time to build it. But it only takes one moment of somebody cheating or somebody doing something wrong, and that whole thing that you built just breaks down. And you have to start all over again. Just one instant. And that's how the devil is. He'll try to take that one instant and break what you've been trying to build. So what? We must be like that cup. God, fill me up, Lord. Wide open. Wide open with your mind. Wide open with your hands. See, look, when you do this, when you put your hands up to God, that's a sign of surrender. That's a sign of you saying, okay, God, give me whatever you have for me in my life. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're doing, but God, I want it. What happens when you do this? My wife does that to me sometimes. Right? I'll try to go give her a kiss. Right? That's what God does sometimes. He tries to go bless us, and you're like, not now, God. That's what we do. That's what we do sometimes. We do that. We must be open. We must be open to him, building our relationship with God. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. Listen, it doesn't matter what was going on around this overflow right here. There could have been dust storm over here, dust storm over here. Somebody could have been pouring out dirt and rocks over here, dirt and rocks over here. Some sand up here in front, some leaves back here. That's how the world is. It's all this stuff around you. But if you stay focused on what God is doing in you, that stuff doesn't matter. That stuff cannot bring you down. It can't control you. It has nothing over your life. Those are just distractions from the devil. Don't let him. That's all he can do, is try to distract us. That's it. God wants to pour out his spirit. He wants to pour out his spirit upon you, his blessings upon you, his prophecies. He wants to pour out his visions for your life, his visions for your children, for you as a couple, you that are single. It doesn't matter. God wants to do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. See, I was so riled up. I'm telling you, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I was so riled up. I was like, God, this is good. He wants to do it. And I've been consecrating myself towards God lately. I've been getting in my place too, because there's certain order, right? There's certain order of things that God does. Me as the pastor, I would have been like the big cup. And then you guys as the members, there's certain order. If I get right in order with God, then things will overflow. If you get right in order with God in your house, things will overflow with your children. And then they will overflow in other people as you go out and talk to some people. We must submit ourselves unto God. And so I've been in my prayer closet, and I've been seeking God, and God, I want some more miracles. I want to do some great things. I want to reach people for you, Lord God. Let us grab them for you, Lord God. And because we're hungry and we're thirsty for God, God fills us up. In the Bible, it says that Jesus was at a well with a woman, and he asked her for a drink from the well of the water. And she said, "Who are you?" And he told her about his water. He said, "Listen, your water will make you thirsty again. But my water, when you drink from it, you will never thirst again." Have you ever been thirsty? Have you ever been so thirsty and then you go and drink a soda or Kool-Aid? You know, I was drinking Kool-Aid, and I'll tell you my story, okay? I was so thirsty. I was working on the yard, and we had some Kool-Aid. And actually, it was a watermelon, sandia. It's like a Kool-Aid, but it's a Mexican drink, sandia. How many? It's kind of like horchata. Hey, man, this is delicious. Fabulous. And I made some and everything, and I was like, yeah, I'm so thirsty. I worked on the yard. It was hot. Got in there, started drinking it. I drank me a big one. I'm still thirsty. I go get me some more. I'm drinking. I'm still thirsty. I started realizing, how much sugar does this thing have? I looked at it. Sure enough, it has a lot of sugar. So it doesn't matter if it was mixed with water. I was still thirsty because of all the sugar. So I grabbed me some regular water. I quenched my thirst. You know, a lot of the times in life, we're looking for other things. We try to drink from soda and this and that, right? And you're still thirsty, you know? And that's how it is through life. We go over there and we take some of this, maybe some drugs, and it doesn't fill you up. It's not right. You still want more. And then you get to drinking, and you still want more. And then, you know, maybe this and maybe that, whatever sin that you might have committed in your life. And you're still thirsty. Why? Because it doesn't satisfy you. The only thing that can satisfy your life is the Spirit of our living God. That's the only thing that can quench your thirst. It's His Spirit. How many of you guys want that? See, our soul cries out because it's thirsty. We begin to fill with other things, but our soul is crying out towards God, I'm thirsty. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to pour out His Spirit. In this little town that He called Buckeye, and His little people that you feel you might have not been the best people at all, He wants to pour out His Spirit. He wants to do it all across the world. He's finding people that are saying, God, here I am, pour it unto me. From little kids prophesying. I heard a man prophesy yesterday. I was watching it on TV, and I was like, there's really not that many prophets anymore. No real prophets. There's very few of them. But this man was prophesying, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And he was a very young man. I can't remember his name. But see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. All the disciples were no good heathens. They were no good sinners that the church didn't want. And God poured out His Spirit upon them, and then they began to preach to the whole world. It wasn't the Pope. I'm sorry. It wasn't the Pope. It wasn't the high priest. It wasn't all those people that were so educated. Yesterday, I talked to a man, and he was from another church. And as I went to meet him and talk to him, it's like, yeah. It's like, all right. Nice representation, brother. That's great. You know? I talk to, whenever I go to the park or whatever, and I'll give them a fire. I start talking to them. There's been guys that have a nice suit and they're businesslike, and they sit there, and I go talk to them, and they just straight cold face me, like whatever. And then I'll go talk to somebody else, and somebody that's mean dogging me. He's got all these tats, right? And it's like, yeah, all right, that's my guy right there. I go over there and I shake his hand, and he just shows me love, and he doesn't even know who I am. And I begin to tell him about God. See, God don't care about appearances. He cares if you're closed or you're open to Him. He wants to pour out His Spirit. You know, the women nowadays are growing mightily. I see a lot of you women here in the church growing mighty. If you look around, we're outnumbered by women to men. Why? Probably because men are more hard-headed, right? It takes us a while. God is knocking. God is knocking out our head like, come on. No, God, no. Right? I was like that. I was like that. When are you coming to church? Never. Boom. And so the pastor told me, when are you coming to church? Never. Never go to your church. And I almost died. I was running to that church. I was thanking God. So let's be open. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon us so we can overflow. So we can overflow to other people. God has the harvest ready. We talked about the harvest. We talked about the blessings. God has it all ready for you. He just wants to know, are you open to Him? Are you open to Him to reach your friends, to reach the people, to grab them? Already been tugging at their hearts. God is saying, I already tugged at their hearts. They are ready. I just need somebody to go. Who's gonna go? That's it. There's plenty of churches around Buckeye. I grew up here. None of them ever reached me. None of them ever told me, hey, get out of the street. You could do something better with your life. I was thirsty, amen. Let's stand up. Byron, if you could play something softly. I want to ask you a couple questions. The first one is, are you open to God to pour out His Spirit upon you? Are you open this morning? Now, like I just told you, you can look at the whole world and your whole situation, all what's going around you, and say, well, all these things are happening. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happens around you. There's all these diseases all over the world. All this stuff happening. People are dying. Now we have all these diseases coming here and all the scare and all that. And so we can get all afraid, but God says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I give you the spirit of peace and of a sound mind, of great power. So let God hold you while all the things around you are going crazy and anything. You can stand there and say, I am God's. It doesn't matter what's happening. Oh, well, they're getting sick. They're getting sick. It doesn't matter if they're getting sick. I am God's. I am not getting sick. I thank you, God, that you're going to keep me. Begin to praise Him for that. Doesn't matter. If you stand there and just focus on God, keep your mind open and your body and everything to God, He's going to pour out His Spirit upon you. With His Spirit comes favor. With His Spirit comes blessings. Things change when you have the Spirit of God. You are no longer the same. Before, you might have been empty before you came to church, but today you will be filled in the name of Jesus. You will be filled in the name of Jesus. Some of you guys get thirsty, searching, seeking for something. God saying, I'ma fill you up. If you want to receive Jesus Christ, let's bow our heads, eyes closed. If you want to receive Jesus Christ today, if you want to turn your life back to God, I want you to raise your hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. If you want God's Spirit and everything He has for your life, I want you to raise your hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus died on the cross for you. He gave His whole life for you. Will you give your life for Him? Will you give it back to Him and say, God, I've been messing up my life. Take it. It is yours. Fill it up, Lord. Let me do whatever you would have me to do. Let me be whatever you would have me to be. Let your spirit overflow my life, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. To pray to Him right now. Begin to pray to Him right now. Talk to Him. Whatever's happened in your life, whatever troubles, worries, circumstances that you're dealing with Him, give it to Him right now. Surrender it to Him. Let Him take control of it. Give it to Him right now. Talk to Him. Prayer is just talking with God. That's all it is. Nothing special. You ain't got to know any high words or anything. Just talk to Him. Yes, God. We surrender to You, Lord God. We give it to You, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that You overpower Your Holy Spirit and flow a divine flow to your people right now, Jesus. That their gifts and their things and their talents will rise up. That they will use them for you, Lord God. Whatever it might be, Lord God. But you will use them for your mighty army, Lord God. That after they leave here today, that the cups will be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Pour your spirit upon your people, Lord God. They're thirsty for you, Lord God. Only you can quench them, Lord God. Only your power and divine Holy Spirit, Lord God, can reach them, Lord God. Can change them, Lord God. Can turn them from nothing to something great. A mighty army for you, Lord God. We give it all to you, Lord God. We say yes to your will right now, Lord God. We say yes to your word right now, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We surrender to you, Lord God. We surrender to you, Lord God. Let your mighty army stand, Lord God. If no one else will go, Lord God, if no one else will do, I'll do, Lord God. And I won't complain, Lord God. Whatever I do for you, I will do it to the best of my ability, Lord God. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill your people, Lord God, that they may reach their husbands, that they may reach their spouses, Lord God, that they may reach their children, Lord God, that they may reach their neighborhoods and their families, Lord God. That everywhere they go, they may be called blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. If you need prayer, you need, if your body's hurting or whatever, come forth right now. Let's pray. If you need any type of special prayer, come forth. Don't be ashamed. Just come on. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. The Holy Spirit of God. John, come in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. want us everybody to stand up right now, and we're going to close this out. But I want everybody in here. I want everybody in here because God is doing some amazing things. Amen. He's getting ready to take us to a different level, things and just all kinds of stuff. You will start to see him. If you start having visions and dreams, come talk to me. Amen. Don't take it lightly, but come talk to me. Because sometimes you don't know what those things will mean. You don't know what the dreams or the things that God is doing in your life, what they mean. Come talk to me. Amen. Throughout the week, if you need me or whatever, call me. If I don't answer, leave a message. Text me. Whatever you want to do. Amen. I'm still working crazy hours, but I want to keep you guys in prayer. Amen. And keep each other in prayer. Amen. We are to stand like a mighty army. God's getting ready to do something mighty. And we need to stand like a mighty army. Amen. Not like a weak army. Not like a divided army. Divided we cannot stand. But united as a mighty army of God. Watch what he does. If you need healing in your body, keep on praying. Keep on thanking God. Keep on thinking. Say, I am healed in the morning. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Keep on thanking him. Keep on saying it. Keep on proclaiming your healing in the name of Jesus. The devil will try to distract you. Do not let him distract you. You keep on saying it. Keep on claiming it. Find the scriptures. Like my brother said, find the scriptures that are about healing in the Bible. If you need some scriptures, text me. I'll text you some scriptures. Amen. But keep on doing it. Now, as a mighty family and an army, I welcome you guys that came into the family this morning. Give them a hand clap. Come on. If you receive Jesus Christ this morning, we have some Bibles for you. Amen. We have some Bibles for you. We have Bible study on Thursdays at 6 at my house. Amen. And God's been doing some mighty things there. So come. And listen. I want to do this to anybody that wants to get baptized. If you haven't been baptized. Reina. Scoot over. I got to do this. Okay. I have to do this. There's something that happens when you get baptized. And I know you've been a little afraid. I understand that. But God wants to use you in a mighty way. And you know that. And you've been seeing God using you little here, little there. It doesn't happen without the baptism. The baptism, we just talked about an outpour. His spirit, water. Will you do it? It's time. God wants to use you. It's time, Reina. It's time. God's saying it's time. Watch what he does. Amen. This is what we're going to do. Amen. My brother over there said he wants to get baptized. We're going to do our very last. And if you haven't been baptized, please come talk to me. If you want to learn more, a little bit about it or whatever, or if you don't know exactly what it means, come talk to me. Amen. We'll talk about it. Amen. But this last Sunday, the next Sunday, okay, and this is off the books because I didn't talk to you, Cindy, but next Sunday is going to be our last baptism this year. Amen. And we have to do it next Sunday because after that, God said it's going to get really cold. He told me that. I know the season's coming. But I was like, well, how about the next? No, no, no. It's going to get really cold after next Sunday. Okay? Believe that. So after that, you're frozen in my pool. Amen? So let's do it next Sunday. Amen? After church, we can go to my house. People can bring whatever you want to bring. Bring a little dish, little side, whatever, potato chips. I don't care, but we're going to celebrate. Amen. Now, very last thing, right now, right here, I want you guys, and this is a breakthrough, amen? Listen, I want you guys to shout from the top of your lungs as much as you can. I want you to shout Jesus with me, amen? We're going to go on the count of three. Are you ready? Are you ready? See, let me do it in this way. In this corner stands Jesus from Nazareth, the mighty God. He's getting ready to rumble. Right? Are you guys ready? On the count of three, ready? One, two. Yes, God. Yes, God. That's the alarm right there. That's what they use. That's the shofar. Amen. That's the sound of God's mighty army. In the Bible, whenever God got ready to release his mighty army, he sounded that trumpet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. See, give him a hand clap. Come on. I don't believe that was a coincidence. I believe that was a divine appointment. God brought you here just to play that. Amen. Because he was saying it is time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We had a great time, amen. I thank you guys for coming. Let me pray you guys out. Amen. Dear God, we just thank you, Lord God. And as everybody leaves, Lord God, that they will begin to just even praise you at their house, everywhere they go, Lord God. If they go out to eat, Lord God, that they will praise you there, Lord God. That everybody will see the outpouring of you, Lord God, and of your blessings and your spirit, Lord God. Wherever they go today, Lord God, something has changed within them. They will no longer be the same. God is good. We thank you, Lord God, for your awesome word and just the word that you are going to bring us next week, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.